This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Preston Bryant is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us each month for an update regarding the goings-on in his office. Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary.
Coy, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The legislature is winding down. They're in their last week of their so-called short session, their 40-day session, 45-day session this year, and they are scheduled, House and Senate, is scheduled to adjourn on Saturday.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It seems kind of
crunch time on a lot of issues, not the least of which is a possible compromise or solution to, I don't know if you ever have a solution to our transportation challenges, but at least some compromise legislation between the House and the Senate. We'll see.
Yeah, you need a working strategy, an effective working strategy that might provide some results.
And we
need something, and we need these men and women to get on the same page. But they're having difficulties. Do you think we might see an extension of the session again this year?
I kind of do not think there will be an extension of the session, precisely for political reasons, positive political reasons. I mean to say. Last year, the 2006 session was never-ending. It was the longest session, extended session, in the 400-year history of Virginia, and it left a bad taste in a lot of voters' mouths. This year, 2007, all 100 members of the House and all 40 members of the Senate are up for re-election come November, so they really don't want... I think they would like to show this year that, yes, we can get our job done efficiently, and yes, we can... get out on time. No, we do not drag things out and vote for me.
Right, right. It's a shame that it takes an election year to maybe light the fire underneath them, but whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and I don't mean to be saying overly negative things, having served in the legislature for 10 years from Lynchburg, I can tell you that it's often popular and populist at times to throw stones at elected officials and whether they're, your local board or city council, or folks here in Richmond or Washington, but legislating is a very, very, very difficult job, and quite frankly, we need to commend our legislators for doing what they do.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people, whether you agree with their politics or not, there's a whole lot of people down there in Richmond who work, and you and I both know a lot of these people very well. They really, really work all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, they start early morning, 6, 7 o'clock, and they're still there at 11 o'clock, midnight, after day, week after week.
That is exactly the case. And a lot of them, if you take a solo practitioner, an attorney who may be from a small town or a big town for that matter, they're still trying to practice law. They eat what they kill. I mean, they earn their own money.
Right, right.
They have overhead, and if they're not back in their district and their law practice or running their grocery store or whatever the case may be, they're not getting paid other than what the small salary they get for serving as a legislator. So a lot of them are trying to keep their law practice running from afar while they are here doing the people's business. It's tough. It's very, very tough.
Yeah. Preston Bryant is the Secretary of Natural Resources here in Virginia, and if you've got a comment or a question, we always invite you to join this conversation. The phone line is open at 977-1070. Mr. Secretary, tell us how this session has been shaping up from where you sit in the Office of Natural Resources.
Well, it's been a busy session, and I think any secretary could tell you that, given the legislation that's filed. The legislators will consider more than 3,000 pieces of legislation in a 45-day period. The way it works on our end is we divvy it all up, and obviously those things that impact the environment or one of the natural resources agencies, whether it's the Department of Environmental Quality or the State Park System or whatever the case may be, I mean, we have to lord over that kind of legislation, and it's been very, very busy. The governor had a simple but important environmental agenda, one that centers on land conservation. In Virginia, we lose about 60,000 acres a year to development. On the one hand, that's a very good sign of a very healthy Virginia economy. On the other hand, it presents some growing pains, some challenges. We lose 60,000 acres a year just in the Chesapeake Bay watershed alone. In the Chesapeake Bay watershed in Virginia, it includes Charlottesville and Albemarle and your listenership. The Chesapeake Bay watershed basically runs from Northern Virginia and Fairfax and Arlington all the way down to Roanoke. So it's a good big chunk of the state. Just in the Chesapeake Bay watershed alone, we lose almost 200 acres a day to development. That means by the time we have lunch every day, we've lost 100 acres. By the time we punch out and go home for dinner at night, we've lost another 100 acres. And so Governor Kaine feels a strong sense of urgency to try to conserve land under conservation easement and the rest. He's got a pretty good agenda on that, and we've been plugging away at it. The second big ticket item, obviously, is water quality. Rivers and streams and saving the Chesapeake Bay. We know we've all heard and read about the challenges to the Shenandoah River where they've had fish kills, and unexplained fish kills, and we're still working to try to figure it out. So we've had a lot of land conservation and water quality issues before us, and it's been a very busy session.
Preston Bryan is our guest. He's the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth. Let's unpack some of these issues a little bit and explore them, beginning with this land conservation. I had no idea that that we were losing that much land that quickly. That is just staggering. What did the governor put on the table as a proposal, and how has that been shaping up here?
Yeah, good question. A year ago, back in April, almost a year ago, at the Environment Virginia Conference, which is held every year at Virginia Military Institute, the governor laid on the table his land conservation goal. And he put out there that he wants to conserve an additional 400,000 acres over the course of his four-year term. Broken down, obviously, all things being equal, that's about 100,000 acres a year. To put that in perspective, Virginia normally sees conserved about 55,000 acres a year on average. So in a nutshell, he was saying, double your efforts. And so we're trying to double our efforts. How have we done? How has the first year been? That's the question I think you ask. In January, the governor gave his first real State of the Commonwealth speech. And this is such a big issue to him that he reported to the televised statewide audience exactly where we are in terms of this 400,000-acre goal. And he was very pleased to say that in the first calendar year, from January to December, that he was in office, we were able to record a little more than 93,000 acres that will be forever protected. Their lands and, you know, the big and small tracts of land in all parts of the state. And so, you know, again, if we're trying to hit the 100,000-acre mark per year, we're almost on target. So we have we feel very good about where we are right now, but you know, conserving land is a never-ending process. With the pace of development, there is a sense of urgency. Conserve it now, or you very may well lose it. And also, you know, land's not getting any cheaper. We all know what real estate assessments are like, and so you know, just as our homes are going up astronomically, so is land. So the longer we wait to conserve land to try to buy it, to conserve it, or try to buy the development rights to conserve it, the longer we wait, the more expensive it is.
Preston Bryan is our guest. Let's talk about the budget, because in the House, the House of Delegates here in Virginia, the budget that they had this year, if I'm not mistaken, it eliminated all funding for the Virginia Land Conservation Foundation and for the Virginia Outdoors Foundation.
You're right, and that's. You know, it takes two to tango, and the governor has this very noteworthy goal. It's received very widespread popular support, this land conservation goal. He put, I won't say a mere $20 million into the budget this year, but you know, given that we typically see put in somewhere between $5 and $10 million dollars a year for the Virginia Land Conservation Foundation, which is a state agency or a state entity. To go out and buy land or buy development rights. I mean, given that it's usually between $5 and $10 million a year, he put in 20 this year. You know, that's not a big bucket of money in the great scheme of things. And given the nature of the goal, it's a reasonable amount to put into the budget. Yeah, you're right. The House took it all. The House swept it away and said, none. And I think they were trying to find as much general fund money as they could scoop up to put into transportation that we can get, as we were discussing earlier. The Senate took the $20 million and basically knocked it down, as I recall, to about $8 million, which, you know, is back within the range of average of what we see over a year or two period. We hope to, as the budget is now going to conference, The House has passed its version of the budget. The Senate has passed its version of the budget. So now that it goes to a conference committee to where they try to reconcile the differences. In a land conservation, there is a difference. Again, one House knocked it all out. One left some in there, though at a reduced amount. That's one of the items on the table to be resolved. We would like to see them resolve it upward. And we're working with budget conferees right now to give them the information they need so that they can, should they see fit. Again, the House and the Senate, they are the holders of the purse strings. We are trying to make our case, and should they see fit, we think we can certainly justify why we need more money for land conservation.
Right, right. You know, one of the great hallmarks of the Republican Party is responsible environmental stewardship, and one of the things that made the party so strong was
Teddy Roosevelt,
even Nixon. Yep. One of the greatest environmental presidents was President Richard Nixon.
And Nixon started the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah. I mean, the Republican Party has long recognized over 100 years they have led the way in using the power of government, of the collective voice of the people, to protect our environment. And they have not waited for Democrats or Libertarians or Greens to get out in front of them on this. They were way out in front of everybody. But we really don't see that much today.
I agree. And that's sort of the irony. Most people tend to think of Democrats as being the party for the environment. And I think that's a misnomer, just as you've laid out historically. And if, you know, talking about the Chesapeake Bay, for example, it's the House Republicans here in Richmond adopted maybe 4 or 5 years ago the goal of putting $50 million into Chesapeake Bay cleanup over a decade, or $500 million over 10 years, $50 million a year, and they are keeping their word. They're on track to do that. I mean, they are investing $500 million over a decade. They haven't done it with a lot of fanfare. I mean, they have felt very committed to it. The Senate has gone along. Governor Warner, a Democrat, went along and worked very cooperatively with the House on that initiative. And Governor Kaine, a Democrat, also is working with the legislature on that $500 million commitment. So you're right. I mean, there is something of an irony. It's something of a bad irony, perhaps, when folks tend to think of one party or the other as maybe being more pro-environment than the other. We see pretty good bipartisan work here in Virginia on that score.
Yeah, see, we can't have all Republicans like you.
There you go.
People may not know.
You're right. I'm a little-known fact that some of your listeners may not know.
Yep.
I'm a Republican, and when I served in the House of Delegates for 10 years representing Lynchburg and a little part of Amherst County, I did so as a Republican. Governor Kaine, a Democrat, asked me to join his cabinet, and I'm one of two Republicans in the governor's cabinet, the other being Bob Bloxam from the Eastern Shore, who served in the House of Delegates for 22 or 24 years.
Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources, you raised the subject of the Chesapeake Bay. I know, wasn't there some discussion this session about bonds that would be floated to go towards the bay?
Absolutely, and this was the governor's initiative, Governor Kaine. The Governor Kaine's initiative here, it complements a lot of what the House and Senate Republicans have been doing for the last handful of years. Governor Kaine has proposed a $250 million bond issue so that we would have that money to work with local governments to invest in their wastewater treatment plant upgrades, their sewage treatment plants. And we've taken a very, very calculated approach, and we've targeted 89 specific wastewater treatment plants in the Chesapeake Bay watershed that need to upgrade their technology so that they are taking more and more nitrogen and phosphorus out of their sewage stream, if you will, before it discharges into a nearby creek or river and then ultimately flows to the Chesapeake Bay. This $250 million is needed. It's shared. It's not the state taking the whole burden. The localities are stepping up and doing their fair share as well. This is a matching grant program, if you will. And in your listenership, there are a number of the wastewater treatment plants that are eligible. Gordonsville has one, the town of Gordonsville, which is run by the Rapidan Service Authority. Town of Orange, Greene County, they have eligible wastewater treatment plants that need upgrades. The town of Culpeper, if you go up in the valley, Augusta County and Harrisonburg and Mount Jackson and Luray, Shenandoah County, all of those jurisdictions also have sewage treatment plants that need to be upgraded. and this $250 million, which is receiving bipartisan support in the House and Senate. There was a House version of the bill and a Senate version of the bill. They're a little bit different, but those differences can be reconciled, I am confident. And I think it'll be an example of Governor Kaine and the House and Senate working very cooperatively, very positively together on a very, very big environmental initiative. I mean, I think the Chesapeake Bay is kind of the premier or the marquee environmental issue in Virginia right now, and it has been for a while.
There's going to be a whole lot of reconciling going on over the next few days.
Oh, absolutely. They're scheduled to adjourn on Saturday. There's a lot of legislation, plus the budget bill that's out there that still needs to be reconciled.
That's a lot of compromising and a lot of late nights coming up.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Preston Bryant is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. A lot of stuff we didn't have time to get to, but Preston, I always appreciate your time and your hard work and your service to the Commonwealth. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, Coy. I very much enjoy our chats every month.
Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.